We need deep spiritual experiences. Many of us are starving spiritually because we lack deep spiritual experiences, or because we do not have role models who have had such experiences. We tend to become mechanical, dry, and faithless. As pleasure-seeking beings, if we do not experience pleasure from spiritual sources, we will eventually start filling the void with material activities. Some people used to get disturbed that my spiritual mentor constantly repeated the same theme in his books and lectures: you are not the body. They wanted him to address more confidential, esoteric subjects. He did not comply with their requests, though, because such matters are not meant for extensive discussion. They belong instead to the realm of immediate experience. If we use our intelligence and our mind to speak of experiences that actually belong in the soul's domain, we can become confused and distort the truth. Just as words cannot describe colors to a blind person, they cannot fully give us an understanding of the esoteric realm. That can only come from direct experience. In order to gain such understanding, we must work on our character, dissolve our impurities, and increase our devotion, so that eventually we become worthy of transcendental knowledge and bliss. In spirituality, there is always a higher level to attain. No scripture by itself gives us sufficient information to reach the spiritual world. That is why teachers and spiritual guides are necessary. To avoid being misdirected, we must be sure that the messages of our teachers are aligned with the scriptures and with other realized practitioners of the path. When they are, we can feel comfortable with them as mentors. If we practice properly, we will gradually obtain the results described by the saints in scriptures, gaining windows into the spiritual world and becoming more eager to attain even higher experiences. In order not to sidetrack our spiritual development, most elevated souls do not parade their mystic abilities. They realize that such demonstrations would attract people to their powers rather than to their devotion, and they do not want to encourage the belief that spiritual life is just a matter of certain tricks or techniques. Sometimes we think that seeing God is a matter of knowing a particular formula. We wonder, how can I see God? How can I hear the universal sound? How can I have a guide? As long as we persist in our belief that spirituality is a matter of technique, remaining unwilling to go more deeply into what we already have, and resisting the need for self-examination and self-purification, we will stay on the surface of spirituality. It is our state of consciousness that matters in spiritual life, not just external religious forms or practices. The language we use for prayer is not important, nor is where we pray: in a barn, a cathedral, a temple, or our bedroom. All the externals are details to help us attain greater inner experiences. If the internal spiritual connection does not develop, the externals become almost a waste of time. But if we do not have role models to offer us proper reinforcement and coaching, we may settle for mediocrity. By so doing, we cheapen the scriptures and teachings of our path, because we imply that high spiritual attainments are not possible in our tradition. Such an attitude minimizes the genuine accomplishments of the many qualified spiritual teachers and practitioners who do exist, and allows us to feel comfortable with a low level of attainment.